This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. Shout out to our good partners and friends at Suizo Construction, where safety isn't just a policy. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a promise. Suizo is hiring skilled craftsmen, laborers, concrete workers, and steel erectors who value quality work and a team that has your back both on and off the job site. Apply today at Suizo.com. That's S-C-H-W-I-S-O-W.com. 40 years strong in business, Suizo Construction. Also, shout out to Hamilton Telecommunications, bringing you the latest in quality technology. Nobody does it better, ladies and gentlemen. A communication services that's been in business since 1901. Learn more about their residential and business services at HamiltonTel.com. That's HamiltonTel.com. All right, my man, let's talk about teammates. Let's talk about this Gopher 2 initiative. What do people need to know? How can they help with what you guys are trying to achieve and trying to accomplish here?
You know, Coach Osborne and his wife, Nancy, they are co-founders of Teammates Mentoring, which started almost 35 years ago, 1991. You know, his legacy, what he's done on the field, it's a great reminder that his first national championship that the Huskers went to was in 1984, this month. Mm. And if you, for those Husker fans, they were playing the Miami Hurricanes. It was when the Huskers scored, they had a chance to tie and essentially share the championship. But going back to your comment, coaches are directors. The players are the leaders. There was no question once they scored, the players said, hey, coach, what's the play? Mm-hmm. And that showed a lot of leadership. That showed a lot of character. That showed a lot of grit, not just from the players, but from coach. And even though we did not win, but that set the stage. You play the game to win. So what we're doing here with Teammates Mentoring as a way of honoring what coach did back in 1984, we have a campaign where we're asking people to give a donation to teammates, any donation with the number two as a way of playing the game to win. We all go for two. Mm. As a father, as a husband, I'm also a mentor. Coach, he's a mentor. We can all go for two by doing what we do at work, but giving the gift of time back into the community. But also we are asking for a gift so that we can sustain this organization that Tom and Nancy started almost 35 years ago.
I have a shirt. Every time I interview a coach, I've got the Fumble Rooski shirt, but I've got the Real Men Go For Two shirt.
Yeah.
And I wear that almost every time I interview him. That's my favorite call that he ever made. For those who don't remember, that's back before you had overtime. So either you were going to tie and it was 31-30, either you were going to tie and they would have won the national championship because Miami already had a loss. Yeah. And Nebraska would have just had a tie, would have been on Miami's home field. They would have been voted national champs. He wanted to win it that way. He wanted to win it outright, went for two. I've actually asked him about that play. He said he knew what covers they were going to run. It was man covers. They got the man covers. They had the right play for whatever reason. And he knows all the Miami players' names to this day. But one guy came off of his guy, and that's why there was a deflection on the pass, because the receiver was actually open. Yeah. But for some reason, he came off his guy in man coverage and got in the way. But kind of a cool story, but I love – And I love that he went for it. It's actually my favorite call he ever made, even though he didn't win. Obviously, it would have been better had we won, but I still love the call. All right, what else do folks need to know about Teammates itself? Obviously, donating with the number two in it. Where can they go? How can they do this?
Yeah, you know, you can go to teammates.org, and then you can type in going for two in the search bar. You can also go to our social media handles, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. This campaign ends on February the 3rd, but it's a great way for you to go for two by not only honoring what Coach Osborne means to this state and to so many people as it relates to his legacy on the field, but what he is doing off the field. So go for two by supporting teammates by teammates.org and make that gift, any gift with the number two. And this helps one student, one mentor, one relationship, because that's what we're trying to do when it comes to inspiring young people to reach their full potential through mentoring.
Help make an impact in some young person's life, young people's lives, whatever you're capable of doing. Jake, you got any questions for Demo? And then we got NFL play. Should we do an NFL pick 'em real quick while Demo's here with us? Yeah, you got a question for him first?
Oh, real quick, your final season, 2002. Much maligned jerseys. I loved the away whites. What did you think of the jerseys? Do you think they were a mistake?
I don't. You know, I'm not one of those folks to where, you know, it. We were cursed. And, of course, the very next year, they went back to the old school.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
I love the white on white when we went to Penn State. Let's not talk about the result of the game. But I love the white on white. I love the just the stripe. It was something different. It was something cool.
That's what I thought. Yep. Yeah.
All right, alternate uniforms. What are your thoughts on this? I'm just like, just go play football. I don't care what you're wearing, but I'm also a lineman. You know, skill guys might see it differently. Maybe you see it like I do. Maybe you see it differently. What are your thoughts on this alternate uniform thing?
If we're not winning, let's not do it.
Mm.
I got to be honest. I was embarrassed when we had the blackout game, black end zone, black in. I wore my black. I took my son there, and we lost. It was embarrassing as a former black shirt. So if we're going to do that stuff, we got to win. Like, not just win, like, we got to dominate. Otherwise, I'm like you. Just put your jersey on, put your helmet on, go out and play. I know there's tons of cool projects. People want to look good. No, look ugly, look mean. Go out there and win. Play the game and get the job won. And so, to your point, I don't really care about all of that stuff, but if we're going to do it, you better win.
The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Dude, spoken like a true trenches D lineman right there. I could not agree with you more. All right. Coach Osborne's going to be closing out our camp, the Carriker Chronicles football camp. If you're interested, you can go. He'll be the guest speaker closing it out. Brendan Stye, Terrell Farley will be there. Eric Crouch, like 35 plus coaches. Go check it out, CarrickerChronicles.com. If you're so inclined, it'll be July 8th this summer. All right, Jake, you got any other questions, or should we do a little bit of NFL pick'em here?
Well, yeah, let's get to the pick'em.
All right. Who you got?
Let's start off with Buffalo at Denver. This will be Saturday. $460 to get in. Denver favored by 1.5.
I got the Bills. This is Josh's year now that Mahomes is out, Jalen is out. This is the year for Josh to go ahead and get his Super Bowl.
So there were. It's usually easy. I feel like it's easy to pick the teams that are going to get – can it get to the AFC, NFC championships? Like, follow the quarterbacks, Lamar, Patrick, you know. Even before, like, Patrick was out, unfortunately with an injury, but the Chiefs were out, the Ravens were out, and I'm just like, the Bills are a 6 seed. Why do I feel like, yeah, I got them going to the Super Bowl? I also took the Rams with 17-year vet Matthew Stafford out of the NFC. I'm going to take the Bills in this one. I got the Bills, too.
All right, let's stay on Saturday. San Francisco at Seattle, $436 to get in. 7.5-point favorites are the Seahawks.
I got the Seahawks. I love what Sam Darnold is doing. He plays like he has a chip on his shoulder. His start in NFL was a little rocky, but what he's doing in Seattle, what I see this chip. I am going to prove so many people wrong, and I love it.
Did you know that there's parking spot tickets for the national title game in Miami? They're going for $800,000-$900,000.
Just to park.
Yeah, just to park. Somebody sent me a graphic the other day. They were trying to buy parking tickets. They're like, is this real? I'm like, it's not my money, but it looks real to me. Oh, wow. I will say this, the 12th man in A&M is real, okay? But the loudest stadium I ever played in the NFL was the Seahawks. They're our divisional rival, being at the Rams.
Wow.
So I played there multiple times. They were the loudest stadium. I am going to take, I mean, the 49ers are just beat up. And then they lose their tight end as well. And so I'm going to take the Seahawks in this one.
All right, let's go to Sunday's action. Houston at New England, $266 to get in. Patriots favored by 3.
This is a tough one because defense wins championships. However, the Texans are beat up. They got a lot of guys that are hurt, that are injured. I want to go with Texans because their defense is what helped them to beat the Steelers. But I think the Patriots are going to win it because they are the team that is healthy.
All right. I'm going to take the Patriots as well. I just think they're a pretty good football team this year, although the Texans defense makes me nervous.
All right. Final game, Rams at Bears, $361 to get in. L.A. favored by 3.5 Sunday night.
It's the Rams, and I got the Rams and the Bills in the Super Bowl. Mm. Stafford is doing great work, and I got the Rams.
We have the same Super Bowl. We did not talk before this, by the way. Again, I said Rams and Bills, so I'm going to take Stafford, the 17-year vet, the guy they ran out of Detroit, is going to win 2 Super Bowls. I don't know if he's going to win, but he's going to get to another Super Bowl, his third one, maybe win his second one since he left Detroit. How crazy is that?
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining me, appreciate my man.
Yeah.
Check out teammates. If you can, help out with the Go For Two initiative. Until next time, have a glorious weekend. Go Big Red. And always remember, throw the bone.